Listen to your energetic self set up. If you are comfortable with terms like chakras and auras, then you already know what energetic self-care is. If you're not comfortable with those terms, don't worry. You can do energetic self-care without a single reference to a chakra, an aura, or a crystal. But the more open you are to those things, the more energetic self-care you can do. I used to do on-site massage where I went into companies with a massage chair and gave a back, shoulder and neck acupressure massage. You can imagine some of the meeting rooms and store cupboards I used had some really icky energy in them. So I used to carry crystals, ask my divine team to fill the room with love and light, and use aromatherapy to change the energy of the room as well as protecting my energy. I knew these things worked because my clients would comment on how much better the room felt when I was there. Often people would ask if it had been decorated because it looked brighter. And some of the people who noticed the most were deeply pragmatic working men. In 2020, I realized that energetic self-care was something that we all need all the time. Do you remember how icky the energy was then? How we were all affected by the energy of the world around us, the fear, the panic, stress, the worry. And whenever big things are happening in the world, which seems like all the time now, we are all energetically affected. We're also affected by our workplaces, our homes, our friends and family. There's a lot of potential for energetic ick out there. We're all affected by the energies around us. You may have felt it when you're with people who are fed up, that heavy energy, or in a hospital where there's a lot of worry and stress energy, or when you're somewhere you love or somewhere sacred where it just makes you feel better by being there. I found my energetic self is less chatty than the others. The messages are more concise, and it feels like the answer comes from all around me. Try it. What does your energetic self want you to know today? It may be to open your mind, to try some things, or a message about what energy is affecting you right now. Trust the answers you're getting, unless it's what a load of nonsense. If you get that kind of message, that's more likely to be your thoughts jumping in. If you're not sure about this concept, just try a few of the ideas and see if you notice a difference. The last five examples coming up are a little less woo-woo and might be a bit easier. Now let's ask what your energetic self needs from you today. Examples of energetic self-care. Meditate on a shower of divine light. Ground yourself, put your feet in the grass. Use crystals. Ask for protection from your angels or divine team. Dissolve the cords with Archangel Michael and ask your angels to get the knives out of your back. Get out in nature for a walk. Shake like a wet dog. Get Reiki or acupuncture. Laugh, burn or spray sage. Are you ready to hear your energetic self?